Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul with your host, Dr. Valerie N. Parker, businesswoman, author, speaker, and life coach. Dr. Parker is the president of Arise by VMP, which is a speakers bureau and public relations company. She is also the visionary and founder of the Soul of a Woman Foundation that brings awareness to domestic violence and children living in single-parent homes. Hot Topics from the Soul is a virtual lifeline to the community, discussing social and political issues, relationships, finances, motivation, and inspiration. For information regarding products, services, and resources, visit www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you your host, Dr. Valerie Parker.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm so excited to be here with you this evening. I missed you last week. It was Memorial Weekend and we were traveling, but I'm glad to be back with you. And this Friday and Saturday, it's Soul Retreat 2014. Have an exciting lineup. I have with me my co-host, Shirley Carter. Shirley, you there?
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us this evening. This is going to be an exciting weekend coming up. So I'm just excited about it, Val. I started packing last week. So if you're not at Soul Retreat, you're going to miss it.
I can't wait for it to come and go, I tell you. I'm excited about the event, first of all, because of the knowledge that individuals will get being at Soul Retreat, and also the healing processes that will take place, the entertainment that will be there. It's just going to be great. I had the opportunity this past weekend to go to Wilson, North Carolina. Tawana and Toby Williams celebrated 18 years in the business, and it was just great seeing some of the other platinum speakers there, Anita Hicks, Miss Evelyn, we call her Lady E, and Cheryl Mix, and Captain Mark was in the house. He was looking mighty dapper in his outfit. It was nice. We took a picture together, and it was just such a nice time there. It was a long drive, so that's why I came back with the cold from taking that trip, but I am so excited about Soul Retreat. And we have from the First Family of Motivation, Calvin Brown on the line, and he's just going to greet us tonight. And Calvin, are you there?
I'm definitely here. Thank you for having me on tonight, Dr. Valerie Parker. We're going to have a good time. There's still a line for Tom Joyner. We're going to have a party, but we're also going to have a lot of purpose this weekend, and I'm glad to be there.
Yes, indeed. Tell us about who will be joining you from the First Family.
We will have my youngest brother, John Leslie Brown, who is a phenomenal speaker and coach in his own right. My oldest sister, Ona Brown. Well, let me say my beautiful sister. I'm sure she doesn't like the term oldest. Ona Brown, who is better known as Coach Ona Brown, who is one of the baddest speakers on the planet. My partner in crime, Serena Brown, who is my partner in business, who I bounce all the ideas off, who runs a lot of things in the background that, as I like to say, it must be done. And my brother, who I've known the longest, my brother Patrick Brown, who is also a speaker on the rise, will also be there. So the First Family of Motivation will be in tow. Everybody but Big Papa, because he's traveling the world, so we've got to hold it up for him and make him proud.
That's it. Well, I'm sure y'all are definitely going to make them proud because you're a chip off the old block.
All right. Well, thank you for having us, Valerie.
Okay. So look forward to seeing you on Friday. Thanks for dropping by.
Not a problem.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So Shirley, you know, one of the best parts of the retreat is the rap session. Can you share a little bit about that experience that people have the opportunity to go through the process of the weekend?
Wow. That, you know, when we talk about the rap session, it is the women have their own area, own room, privacy, to really reconnect with their inner being. The men have their own room as well. And my experience, excuse me, I'm getting over a cold too. My personal experience in the rap session has been for me over the years. That's why I come back year after year. Val, I love you, but the rap sessions has been like a cleansing for me. It allows me to be able to reconnect with my inner being and open up, you know, and share with other women of like mind that we may be able to walk through the healing process together. So the rap sessions are very, very important. If you are single, married, in the middle of divorce, just got married, been married for years, it's a sisterhood where we actually are able to come together and take the mask off. And everyone wears a mask at some level or another. You're able to be transparent in a non-threatening environment where you can feel that even though you've never met the women that are in that room before, but there's a connection that you make. And I see the men, when they re-enter, it's like they've cleansed themselves. You can see the, it's almost like they have a halo around them or something. I know it sounds cliche, but it's like they were able to open up, let go of some things, and get an understanding of some things. And we as women are allowed to do that as well. And when we all come back together in one room at the end after a session, we're able to reconnect with our better half or with our significant others or with our brothers and sisters. No matter what level of relationship we have with each other, the whole room, like, you know, sometimes it's full of tension, but when it come back together, it's such calmness. There's laughter. There's more smiling. There's more under. It's such a blend of emotion. But overall, everyone leaves there with content, with peace, and the will to continue to move forward.
Yeah, it is.
That session
is
so powerful.
It is an awesome session. Yes, it is. You know, we have the first night when we open up, it's going to be a concert. We have Blade Martin. He's a phenomenal singer. He does R&B, rap, gospel. We have Clarissa Carter. She's like neo-soul music. And we have Sandrina Taylor. She does gospel. She's been featured on TVN several times. And then we have a poet, Rebecca Butterfly Vaughn. And Rebecca, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I'm so excited. Can't wait to hear what you, because I know you wrote a special piece just for me. I just know you did, because that's just how you roll.
I didn't write nothing, but I have some stuff rolling in my cerebral vortex for you.
I know. You are just a phenomenal poet. Can you tell the listening audience a little bit about you and how long you've been doing poetry and the accomplishments that you've made?
Well, me and paper and pen have been making love for 32 years. And
I like that, making love for 32 years.
That's right. We've been making love for 32 years, and in them 32 years, we've produced 11 sons and 3 daughters. My books are girls and my CDs are boys. And we're working on boy number 12 right now, which is looking to be born in June of 2015.
Okay.
I got on the poetry scene in 97, And then I went full-time with regards to, that's just it, I, you know, you have some people that never really realize what their purpose is or their mission and why they're here, because we all are here on missions and have a purpose. And I realized what it was. So in 2002, I stepped out on faith. You know, no plan B, C, D, E, or F. I'm one of those, what's going to happen is going to happen. Your life was written before you got here. Take off and fly.
Wow.
So pretty much, yes, I left behind, you know, steady income. There's a difference when you know you taking home $2,500 to $3,000 every 2 weeks after taxes to not know whether you're going to make that in a month. But the more you do it, you know, your joy and honestly your payment comes from those people that you see out in the audience that react to the words that you speak, or the little child that expresses that they, you know, enjoyed what you said, or that person that tells you that you spoke to them, or they're glad they came out that night. They started not to come, but they're glad they did. And just the inspiration, you know, that it's pretty much a domino effect and then reflections, because I'm also fed, too, when I hear other poets speak. And definitely the young poets. So
wonderful.
You know, it's been a journey, but it's one that I would take and ride out with the stride and everything all over again.
Well, I'm not going to have you do any pieces on the show tonight. You can do one after the show after the event next week, but they have to come out to Soul Retreat to hear.
Oh yeah, they if they want to experience the lyrical lines and delivery of Rebecca Butterfly Vaughn, so they have to come to Soul Retreat on Friday.
Yes, indeed.
I'm not a teaser. I used to be. But like they say, with age comes wisdom. So
yes.
Now it's give it all or nothing at all.
All righty. Well, I'm excited. Thank you so much for dropping by and lending your voice. And we look forward to seeing you on Friday.
Same here.
All right. God bless.
God bless. Good night.
Yeah, we have such a great lineup, and we also have Jose Gomez. I don't know if you're listening, but if you can press 1, we can cue you in to talk about the event this weekend. He's going to be doing the rap session along with Dr. Clarence Greenwich. And, it, you know, when the men get a chance to just say what's on their heart, you know, without it being with no restraints and being able to have the liberty to just be themselves. You know, Michael Basin wrote a book, Men Cry in the Dark, and I found that to be true. We know we always cry in the dark because, you know, we're always, as women, going through opposition, and, you know, it's a battle. It's a constant battle trying to survive, trying to be here. But, you know, as I said, we have our rap session where we're able to talk and say what's up. But when the men can do it, I wanted to do Soul Retreat. I've only done Soul Retreat one time where it was women only, Shirley. And
wow.
The first time I did it, the women went back home and to their significant others, because it's not for married couples, it's not for, you know, so it's for everybody, male and female. And
right.
They went back and talked to the guys, and they were like, no, we need to do that. Why can't we have something like that? So 8 years ago, I opened it up where the men can come, and it has been a blessing because, you know, the purpose of Soul Retreat is to allow individuals to reposition their thought patterns, to increase their vision where they'll be able to see themselves in another spot, not just complacent in the place that they're in. So if we can cause the shift
in their atmosphere so that they could see themselves achieving more, doing more, that level of greatness that they were all created to be, male and female, then I've done my job. Because when you can go back home and you don't have that rage in you, then that means that I've helped a situation abort domestic violence. Soul of a Woman is focused around domestic violence and children living in single-parent homes. We have so many single parents that are striving and struggling every day to make ends meet. And, you know, I was married 19 years, and I found myself single. After 19 years, my children were between the ages of 8 and 14, and I had to start all over again, and it was hard. It was rough. And had I not shifted from a 9-to-5 into being an entrepreneur, I would not have been able to make it and be able to do the things that I've been able to do, not on a regular 9-to-5 job, because the money just wasn't enough. So I believe that we all need to be looking for increase and find alternate ways to increase our financial portfolio. We have Hubert McIntosh who will be there talking about finances. He will shed some light on that. So, and then, you know, physically, if you're not physically able to cause that shift in your life, Shirley, what happens is you wind up, you know, with a stroke, nervous breakdown. So we have Dr. Clarence Grandish, who's going to talk about health and life, things that help us keep us here longer. And he was here last year, and the guys were like, well, we need to bring him back, because being a medical doctor, he was able to talk about real things, sexual things that prohibit men from being men. And it was simple things that they were able to do and be able to express and talk about that, you know, they were too ashamed and embarrassed to go to the doctor and talk about. And likewise, the women, you know, they talked to him in confidence and said, this and this is going on, what should I do? And he was able to shed some light. So the couples that were couples last year, they were happy couples when they left the retreat. And Dr. Jose Gomez, who's added it, he does a couples retreat every year. And I that's why I asked them to come and help facilitate, you know, at the retreat this year, because of the fact that this is something he does. And he's just such a nice, warm person. And he's a medical doctor as well. So, you know, a lot of times what prohibits us from being full is our health.
Yes. Yes, it does. A lot of people, Val, they don't realize how it can make such a difference in your relationship if your health piece is not in order.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are certain things in our health profile that we can help ourselves manage if we allow to open up and talk about it and ask questions. You know, you have to take control at some point of your life, your own life.
Yeah, but that's the point. People don't want to take control. You know, they won't participate in your rescue.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could tell them what needs to be done, and they'll be like, oh, well, yeah, I'll do it another day. And, you know, at this event, the facilitators that I have, you know, Ona Brown, Calvin Brown, Patrick Brown, Serena Brown, Travis, John Leslie Brown, I mean, they've learned and studied with the best, their father, Les Brown. So they're going to be there setting it off on Saturday. Motivation, inspirational. And then Dr. Robert Lemon, who's going to be speaking. Oh, you know, you think he was one of the Browns, the way he communicates. And, you know, he has a book out, so he'll be sharing his book there. So I've bought the best of the best. and the registration is minimum. You know, you go to trainings and workshops and spend $3,000 and the registration is minimum here. So you can go to www.fromthesoulofawoman.com to register for the retreat, and those of you whose schedules won't permit you to come to the whole event, you can register just for the 70s party. You'll miss all the real meat of the retreat, but at least you'll get a chance to party and even look, to dress up and look nice at the party on Saturday night. So you're invited to do that. And those of you that like, well, the only thing I can come to is Friday night, you can call me 954-724-0900, and I'll make arrangements for you to be able to come for Friday night only. So you can give me a call, 954-724-0900, because I did get a call today where an individual could only come on Friday night. So I said, okay, I can make that offer available to others as well. So you're getting in Thursday, Shirley.
Yes, I will be in Thursday. So I am looking forward to it. I haven't even asked you what the weather is like. You know, I've packed my bags, and I was like, ooh, I hope I'm packing appropriately.
Nice. The weather's been nice, but like I said, I got a cold when I was in Wilson, North Carolina. It was just, you know, like I said, it was great. It was, you know, kind of a tight crunch doing it, but, you know, when I give my word and say I'm going to do something, I try to live by my word, and that's something that we all need to practice. We need to be the message that we bring. If we tell somebody something, we need to make sure that we do that because we want them, if, you know, when you make a commitment to me, I'm looking for you to do what you say you're going to do, so I have to follow suit and do the same thing. and, you know, it makes – you know, it's called character.
Right.
It's called character. It's integrity when you uphold your word. I just said, you know, made it a practice that, you know, we just have to be the message that we bring all the time. I mean, we want change. Well, you know, we're all constantly looking for change, wanting things to shift in our life, wanting things to be different. But we won't do what we need to do for that change to manifest itself. So at Soul Retreat, we'll give you some tools to be able to help you to make that shift in your life so that you can go forward living a more productive life. And, you know, if you utilize the tools, if you're willing to take this, as we see, you know, people can put on events every week, every day of the week, once a month, once, twice a year. But if you don't activate the materials and the teachings that open your ears that you may hear so that you'll be able to function and take the steps necessary to get to the next level, then there's nothing anyone can do for you. You've got to participate. You've got to be willing to be a part of the process of next level, which is always great. Anytime you want to go up, you have, when you participate and put in the work, that's the key word, putting in the work. Things aren't always just handed to you. For me to have done the things I've done, I've worked tirelessly. I've put in a lot of work. You know, when I saw Toby and Tawana this past weekend, Tawana has no arms. She's 4'8". Toby's like 6'2". And he loves and adores and worships the ground she walks on. And, you know, she always does a message to my no more excuses, no excuses. She's like, I've traveled the world. I'm a speaker. I've written 4 books. And she's published other people's books. She's a coach. She's a singer. And she has no arms. We have our arms, we have our mouth, we have, you know, and she's accomplished all these things. We have no more excuses. You know, she had over 400 people from all across the U.S., not just in her town. People came from L.A., Nebraska, Florida, New York, Atlanta, Texas, you know, to help them celebrate and honor her greatness and the lives that she's touched where she was born. And you know, they were like, oh, she's not going to be able to do anything because of the fact that she has no hands, she has no arms. And, you know, she talked on the message. I've heard her speak at a church one time, and she was saying that she had to go to the bathroom one day, and her sister was being mean to her and wouldn't help her, just made her go in there to the bathroom so she wasn't able to pull down her clothes because she needed her sister or somebody there to help her pull down her clothes so she can go to the bathroom. And her sister said, figure it out. Left her in there. And she said she had to pee so bad. She was standing up there fidgeting, and she does everything with her feet. And guess what? She figured it out. She figured out how to pull down her clothes with her feet. And so, therefore, she can go to the bathroom by herself. We don't have no excuses. We want change. We're looking for change. But we won't put in the work for change to manifest itself. No more excuses. So I'm going to open up the lines. If anybody have any questions or comments, you can press 1 and I can put you in queue. As we are nearing the closing, we're doing a half-hour show today because of the fact that I have a cold and I don't want to sneeze and cough in your face. And so if anybody has any questions or comments, you can press 1 and I will put you in queue. I have guests coming in starting tomorrow, Shirley, tomorrow morning.
Wow.
So
you need to get some rest.
Yeah, like I said, I'm so excited about seeing everyone, though. You know, that's just the best part of it because, you know, this weekend I'm with my girlfriends and my guy friends.
And we're going to have a ball. Because I'm bringing 2 people with me from Michigan.
Yay!
Yes.
Yes, it's going to be awesome. We actually have a lot of out-of-towners that will be at Soul Retreat this year. So looking forward to seeing you there. And again, you can go to fromthesoulofawoman.com to see more information about this coming weekend. We have Ona Brown, Calvin Brown, Patrick Brown, Sabrina Brown Travis from the First Family of Motivation. We have Dr. Clarence Swanage. We have Dr. Robert Lennon and Hubert McIntosh. Entertainment, we have Blade Martin, Clarissa Carter, Sedrina Taylor, and poetress Rebecca Butterfly Bonds. And, of course, yours truly. So come join me at Soul Retreat 2014. As I said, you can call me at 954-724-0900, and I look forward to seeing you there. And so this is the conclusion of Hot Topics from the Soul tonight. I appreciate you for joining me and bearing with me. I'll take one more caller. Caller 7491, you're live.
Yes, this is Veronica Brooks from Jacksonville, Florida.
Veronica, how are you, love?
I'm fine, but one of the ones I really am excited. I really want to be there on the 12th and the 13th. But what do you have for the ones that cannot make it? Can we just give like an extra donation or something to get like a video or something?
Well, Veronica, you can always donate. We always want donations. But unfortunately, what goes on at the retreat stays at the retreat.
Man, that's really going to be exciting.
Yes, it's going to be exciting. I'm so sad. I know you said you had to work.
Yep.
They had you on lockdown that weekend.
Yeah, in the fiscal year.
Wow. But, yeah, the sessions itself, like I said, the first night is entertainment. Then the second day, the personal development workshops, you know, I'll probably do some audio with that. But, you know, the rap session, we definitely don't do anything with the rap session.
So do you have retreats every year or every 6 months or every?
It's once a year. It's my signature event once a year.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
The next. Okay. All I wanted to ask.
Okay. Sorry you're going to miss it.
Man, yes, I am sorry I'm going to miss it. So sorry. But anyway, I enjoy your show, too, every time. It's very encouraging, and I'm grateful for that, grateful for what I can hear from you.
Well, I appreciate you so much, your loyalty to me, and I thank you for bearing with me. I'm struggling to talk tonight. I don't want to bear on individuals that are normally hearing me, you know, more loud, clear, and upbeat, but I don't want to start choking and coughing.
I understand.
So I thank you all, my listeners, for always tuning in and for hanging on, bearing with me, and, you know, those of you that are online listening, thank you so much for bearing with me tonight.
Thank you, Valerie.
All right. Have a great evening.
Uh-huh. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Shirley, you have any closing remarks?
I just want to say to the ones that are listening tonight, and if they should play, and the ones that may play it back after tonight, is that I encourage you. I actually even strongly, let me say it like this, encourage you to come out to Soul Retreat. Don't miss it. And if you can't for some reason because of work obligation or another obligation that you have, at least come to the 70s party. Everyone loves a 70s party. And if you don't have a 70s outfit, don't let that stop you. Still come. It is not mandatory to have a 70s outfit at a 70s party. Come and you can join in, be a spectator. At the 70s party, everyone is allowed to do their own thing. You may not know the robot. Maybe you know the funky chicken. But just come and be you, or you can be a spectator and watch the rest of us. Try to remember all the moves that we used to have in the 70s. Now, we may need Bengay the next morning, but at least we're going to get out there and try. So come out and have some fun with us. That's what I want to leave with them.
All right. Thank you so much, Shirley. I look forward to seeing you on Thursday. And the listening audience, I invite you to join me next Tuesday for Hot Topics from the Soul. And with God's grace and mercy, I will be in full force. Until then, be blessed. Good night.
Good night.